Hello, my name is Ivan, and you're reaching Local Splash. How can I help you today?
Yes, I was calling to cancel my account.
Sorry to hear that. Let me go ahead and make sure I find your account, and I'll be more than happy to help you, okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, can you go ahead and tell me the name of the business, please?
River City Environmental, LLC.
Perfect. And who do I have pleasure speaking with? I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
Juan Olivares.
Thank you. I do have a, it looks like a security question is on the account. The question is, what is your first pet's name?
I'm assuming Kike, something like that.
Okay, I guess that's pretty close. It looks like it's King, but I could see how it might have, well, how
yeah.
Could have been mixed up. Okay, perfect. So let me just make sure I have your account here. And you mentioned that you just wanted to go ahead and cancel the account. I'm sorry to hear that again. Is there any particular reason why you're looking to discontinue?
I'm just downgrading for the moment.
Downgrading for the moment, okay. And this is maybe for budgets, or is it just...
Right.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you letting me know. It definitely is important. So let me just go ahead and get the rest of the information up here for you. Okay, so you still got until the 25th of this month here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and we were basically helping you on Facebook ads and the actual Google Maps, right?
Right.
Okay, and as I can see on your actual client dashboard, right, there was quite a bit of calls coming in. Is there maybe something that went wrong on that that you might maybe causing you to discontinue, for example?
It says a lot of calls, but, the calls I get, like some lady called me right now saying she didn't know I told her I was River City. She said, well, I don't know you. I don't know who called you. It's been like that. Most of all the calls are like that.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. And this also includes basically, I believe there's one that's pretty long, about 30 minutes long on the 16th, I believe yesterday. I was
mm-hmm.
with Gerald. I just saw that it's that long, right? As you could tell, the client dashboard holds that information. Did anything come out of that call?
With Gerald, mm-hmm. let me see. As far as right now, no.
Okay. Now, unfortunately, I can't listen to the call, right? But it looks like it was a pretty good call if it was that long, right? So the reason I brought that up is just simply because in some cases, some clients, right, when they're going to go ahead and minimize, I guess you could say, right, or micromize, whichever is used, then we can definitely use different subscriptions that might fit your actual needs. For example, that call that came in on the 16th that was about 25 minutes long, it's just from the regular service. It wasn't from the Facebook ads, right? So if you do feel mm-hmm. that it is time to maybe lower your actual your bill, for example, then we can. For example, we can even lower the Facebook ads or completely remove them.
Like on this Facebook ads, what is it targeting?
What is it targeting?
Yeah, what kind of, who sees that?
That's a good question. So typically that's going to be everybody in the areas that we have for you that we're promoting you in. For example, mm-hmm. even if somebody uses the keywords of asbestos, for example, right, the actual ads tend to come up. Now, if the clients, let's say, don't click on your ad, it still tends to show up on their news site, right? So the targets mm-hmm. that it's going, the city that it's targeting is like Austin, right, Corpus Christi, there's actually San Antonio as well, right? And all those could be, let's say, changed as well, okay? So, again, mm-hmm. if you're looking to maybe drop down the price, then you could definitely maybe lower the Facebook ads. I believe you're paying about $500 right now. So if you mm-hmm. need to, it could be lowered. I would say maybe $100 would be the lowest. Or if you want to remove it completely, you can. That actually will drop down your price to just $199, right? So that's actually something that is that I can actually do right now if that's what you want to go ahead and do.
What do you mean $199?
For example, you're paying $500 for the actual ads itself, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're also paying $199, sorry, for the search engine optimization, which is mainly for the Google Business Profile, right? So, so if that's what you want to focus on, for example, right, as you said, you want to maybe cut down on your expenses, then we could do so. That means that we can adjust your billing when it comes to the ads as well, okay?
Right. You said I had another month or something like that?
My apologies. You have until the 25th of this month. So you're paid up until the 25th of this month.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, for example, instead of being charged $6.99, right, on the 25th, if you decide to remove the ads, you would only pay $1.99, for example, right? So so it's something that is manageable, and we can make sure to do it. You're doing perfect by just calling us before your billing date. That way we can adjust it as needed, I guess you could say.
Okay. Well, okay, yeah, I would just say I would cancel pretty much everything, the Google Maps and all that.
Okay, very sorry to hear that. Let me go ahead and make sure I get this started for you here. And by any chance, do you have access to your client dashboard right now?
I think I do.
Okay. The reason I asked is just because I'll be honest with you, it shows that a lot of attraction is mostly coming, right? And there are a lot of people seeing the information. So I definitely just want to make sure, again, if you do decide to cancel, then we're going to see what's going on with the Google Business Profile. Because I actually see that we are helping you on there, and it's showing strong, but there's also something that I noticed is that it needs to be a little bit more attractive, right? And that's simply by maybe gathering reviews, for example, right, and even uploading more images. So there's different routes that we could take. And I know that you were paying $199 just for that service. And since you're getting pretty close to the year mark, because it looks like you reached 11, month 11, you actually do apply for a discount, right? Usually we wait for the 12 months. But this discount is just basically a $50 discount. Instead of paying $199, you would pay $149, right? So that is all. So that's something that's brought up when you reach the 1 year mark, right? So that's why it hasn't been brought up before. But since I notice you're basically there, I could apply that. And again, it's only at $149 a month, right?
Right, right. I mean, the whole deal with the problem with that is I get a lot of, I guess, because I do Angie's List and I do Google also, where, you know, to be on the front page. And a lot of times, you know, a lot of times I'll get, like, the call they called me yesterday, they also contact me through Angie's List. You know what I mean? So I'm paying twice for the same lead, and I don't want to do that.
Yeah,
so that's why.
Good results.
Right, and I've been with Angie for a long time, so I'd rather just cancel this one. I gave it a try, and I'll just cancel it completely.
Okay, I could definitely go ahead and do that. As I mentioned, right, Angie's is definitely something that I've been hearing good things about and some negative things about, right, but I guess it's quite normal, right? Now, I can go ahead and discontinue the account based on your request. I know it's more about the budget, as you stated, so there are times where our clients want to pause the account so we don't lose any of the information that we're working on. We can pause your account up to 5 months max, and there's no charge within that time frame, right? So if you choose a 5 month hold, you will not be charged absolutely anything. Now, once the 6 months are up, I'm sorry, once the 5 months are up, the account, you could actually let us know if you need more time or even cancel it before then. But the account can, I'm sorry, it does restart automatically if we go past that time frame, right? So it is something that a lot of our clients like because they request follow-ups. So if you're interested, we could definitely take that route as well, which is simply pausing the account. And again, there's no charge while you're on hold.
Okay, I can do that for 5 months. Pause it. No charges at all, correct?
That's absolutely right. So let's say the 25th comes of this month, you won't see any charges. It will basically be paused, right, for 5 months, right? So I'm working on that right now, and then we'll see what kind of day we can pause it to. But I'm assuming that we're going to start this pause, let's say around, well, just before the next billing date, in other words. So we wouldn't put it on pause today, right? So give me 1 second. Just give me one moment. I'll be able to tell you until when we can pause it. Uh, I'm so sorry about that. I need a drink of water here. But so I could go ahead and pause the account until the 25th of August. So that's just about, that's exactly 5 months from March the 25th. And I could follow up with you maybe every 2 months, if that's okay. Other than that, we just need to make sure that you receive the email that the 5 months is coming up. That way you can let us know if you're just going to go ahead and cancel. So I would definitely be okay with calling you back maybe every month or every 2 months, see how the situation is. Would that work with you?
That's right. You can call me.
Okay, perfect. So you won't hear from us basically, right, for about a month or two. So if you need us before then, please feel free to call us or text us, okay?
Okay, you said you're going to send me an email saying about the pausing it?
Yes, you should be getting one, actually. I'll go ahead and double check. I'll send one right now. That way we have everything set. And I'll just follow up with you, let's say, maybe in May. Would that work for you?
That's fine.
Okay, perfect. So it's all scheduled here, right? Everything is okay. If you have any questions or doubts, just give me a call. We'll pause it starting today, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you for your patience. Have a good day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.